Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hey, Danny Lipford here. Just want to let you know we're revisiting a show we did a few months ago so that Joe and I can have a weekend to spend with our families. We'll be back live next week. Hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're ready, like we are every week, to bring you some of the best home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. If you have a few problems around your home, within the next few minutes, hopefully we'll be able to figure out a way to solve those problems. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. Here we are, Danny, at the beginning of September. We've made our way through that long, hot summer, and I guess it's going to get dragged out for a couple more weeks, but I'm really looking forward to the cooler weather. I'm much more of a cool weather person than a hot weather person, but regardless of where you are in this country, we do broadcast coast to coast. We're hoping to hear from everybody from one end of the country to the other, and if you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
You just pick up the phone, 800-946-4420, toll free, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can leave us any question that you might have, any comment, any tip of something that's worked well for you around your house, and share it with us, and we'll share it with our Today's Homeowner community all over this great country. Also, send us emails if you'd like. Very easy, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And so we certainly have a lot of great things that we're going to cover. You know, people talking about bathtubs and what can I do with an old bathtub? Can it be refinished? Can it be painted? It's different versions of things that you can do there instead or in lieu of pulling the entire bathtub out and replacing it. We'll be talking about that as well as a number of other sweepstakes and ideas that we've set up for you. But Joe, I might have to rely on you a little bit more this week.
Oh yeah, why is that?
I did get an early start this morning, around 5:45, to have a little knee surgery this morning.
Oh, so was that this morning?
That was this morning, but I would not miss the radio show for anything. They did kind of make me go to sleep there for a little while, and so I think I'm back. I got coffee in my hand. I got a nice ice pack on my knee, and okay, I'm ready to go. But if I doze off halfway through the sentence and everything, you pick up whatever I was going to say and wrap it up for me, will you?
Okay, I'll keep it on. If I see you starting to lean off your stool there, I'll join you. Well, thanks for making the effort of coming in. I appreciate it, and I'm sure all our listeners do as well. So, and I hope I've had three knee surgeries, so I kind of feel your pain. But these days, they get you up and about pretty quickly. I mean,
I know
you're
it.
Proof of that, right? You had knee surgery this morning, and here you are at work.
So I know it.
It is pretty amazing how quickly they can do that.
Yeah, it certainly can. I guess they've learned over the years that, you know, the inactivity might be more detrimental than getting a little activity going. So hopefully. But I don't think I will be I don't think the Dancing with the Stars producers have called recently, and don't anticipate them calling anymore. So
well, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're feeling well enough to be in. Within a couple of days, you won't even know you had knee surgery.
I know it. I feel good about it. I've been in a lot of pain there for the last few months. And, of course, we've been doing a lot of paver patios as recently as just last weekend, and helping my daughter with a new paver patio that she had to have. And when she has something on her mind, she is set on getting it done right away. So I put on the knee pads, and we finished up about a 500-square-foot patio, and it looks awesome. And she's got she now put a fire pit in, has all of her furniture out there, and, of course, the entertainment and the friends over and having the barbecue and everything's already started. So
did she get enough friends over to help lay the stones, though?
No, they showed up right at the last to compliment us on everything there.
They showed up with the cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, last week we were talking about the construction of Danny's new home, and you had mentioned that it was going along great, and you had achieved a platinum rating, and we didn't really talk about like what that means and how you achieve that, and especially if you live in anywhere near a hurricane zone, which Danny does down in Alabama. So you want to just brief us on what that is?
What it is if you decide that you want to reach a certain fortification standard, and actually it's like silver, bronze, and gold. And the significance of it, certainly the more fortified or the more additional bracing and additional engineering that goes into it, the stronger the home is, especially, again, in a hurricane-prone area. So, but the big advantage of it when it's all said and done, certainly adding more strapping, more steel, more bracing, more, nailing pattern, increasing your nailing pattern, all of these guidelines on there certainly make the home much, much stronger, hence the fortification status of it. But the savings on the insurance, listen to this, Joe, with since I'm reaching a gold standard on this, I'll have another inspection at the end of the construction, which will be in about 2.5-3 months. If I'm able to maintain that, which I will save 58% on my insurance bill.
That's like cutting it more than half,
Absolutely. So you think about it in round figures, I will save approximately $3,200 a year just on my insurance. Now, I would guess the added cost of the construction may have been $4,500, maybe $5,000 more I spent to fortify.
But that's a one-time cost.
One-time cost.
That's
so
right.
Year and a half, I've already made up that cost and will really start reaping the benefits moving forward. I mean, besides the comfort level that you have with, knowing that your home's more comfortable for your family and that type of thing. And since this sits on a body of water facing south, you do pay attention to the storms and so forth that are still out there. So anyway, that's good. That's a good peace of mind that I'm getting that taken care of.
Now, and when you apply for the gold standard, do they also talk about the construction, the actual design of the house, where the eaves can't be longer or wider than 2 feet or something like that? Does it have anything to do with the, because obviously the wider the eaves are, the more area for wind to catch and pull your roof off. Does that have anything to do with
it? Well, the whole fortification effort starts with the drawing of the plans.
Okay.
And so, you draw the plans, make everything nice and pretty, but when you get into the anatomy of the building is where the engineer comes in. I mean, it's like things where, if you have a support from your roof, you have your roof structure, have your vertical or 45-degree supports that support the roof down to the ceiling joist area. You have to have continuous path of continuity that will attach a steel plate on the brace to your rafter, down to the plate, the double plate, top plate, down the raft, down the stud, and then you have to drill into the slab with a bolt, like 12-inch bolt.
Wow.
That's put down in through that, so that you have that continuous path from the foundation all the way up to there in dozens and dozens of areas throughout the house.
That's amazing. So we're not talking about clips at the top and clips at the bottom. We're talking about a continuous strap of steel tying all these parts together?
Exactly. Everywhere there's a junction. You have straps, you have clips, you have screws, you have bolts.
Yeah.
So it was a truckload of steel that went in a traditional wood frame house. So.
Well, what that reminds me of is the very first attempt at making homes fortified against winds and hurricanes is if you've ever been down to Key West and taken a tour of some of those homes, especially the whaling captain's homes, they actually have big, heavy chains, which they probably took off a ship, bolted to the roof line up near the eave, draped on the outside of the house and staked into the ground. That was their attempt to keep the house on the island.
Wow.
And I guess they work because those houses are still there. Yeah,
I guess that is.
We've come a long way.
The early generation of tie-down straps.
That's right.
Use those
so
chains.
Between your knees now being fortified in the house, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I'm in pretty good shape.
I'll be
all right here with a little bit of a rest over the next few days. And pampering, I'm sure, is right around the corner with the breakfast in bed, shoulder massages, all of that's part of my rehabilitation. So,
is that Dennis you're going to talk into doing that? Who's going to do that?
I'll have a better chance of that than talking my wife into it, I can tell you that.
Except next time she says, Danny, let's get up and dance, you can't say no, my knee is bothering me. You have to come up with something else.
I know it. But I tell you what, we are so happy to be with you here, and I wouldn't miss it for the world. A little groggy, but I'm going to push right through it and have a great time in sharing with you a lot of the things that we've put together this week. We have, sweepstakes coming up. We'll talk more about our friends from Deitch Coatings and some of the opportunities you have there to spend very little money but have a big impact on your kitchen, bathroom, garage floor, other areas like that. And we want you to be a part of it. Pick up the phone, 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. We love getting the emails. We'll be answering emails throughout the show, and that's todayshomeowner.com/ask. And also, we're so thankful for everybody participating and listening and downloading our podcast. It's unbelievable. The thousands of people, not just in the United States, but we have people all over the world that are downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. So we're starting to add a few extra things there. We had a great conversation with Nick Slavik the other day about painting and some of the common paint tips, and all of that's available. You can find out where you can download it by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. Hey, we're just getting started here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're going to share something with you that you can use at your house this weekend. We'll be right back.
Husky's been making common sense tools for a long time, and for the holidays, they still are. Like a heavy-duty tool chest and rolling cabinet combo for $998, now at the Home Depot. 52 inches wide, heavy-duty steel construction, with 15 soft-close drawers rated up to 120 pounds each. It'll hold a ton, but it won't fit down the chimney. Husky, common sense tools since 1924, exclusively at the Home Depot. U.S. only, valid through December 31st.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
And welcome back to the show. Boy, we are so happy to share with you some brand new stations that are joining the Today's Homeowner Radio Network. Again, we're getting so close to that magic 300. You'll know when we hit it because we're going to be banging our drum and having a good time and showing our appreciation for everybody that's made it possible for us to reach this milestone. But let me share with you a list of stations that joined us just this last week. WDLC AM 1490 and 107.7 FM. We also have WYNY AM 1450 and 106.9 FM. We also have WALL AM 1430 and WABT 96.7. These stations are all located in the Poconos, Tri-State, and Hudson Valley areas of New York and Pennsylvania. Hello and welcome to everybody there, and thanks so much for listening to us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
And a special shout out to owner Bud Williamson and general manager Mary Ridings. Thank you, Bud. Thank you, Mary, for putting us on the air. We're looking forward to hearing from everyone in your broad broadcast area there. The Poconos, Danny, is a popular tourist destination encompassing over 2,400 square miles of beautiful country. It's mountains and lakes and rivers and forests and valleys, and was first established in the early 1900s as a vacation spot for people who are fleeing the summers in Philadelphia and New York City. And even to this day, it remains really popular. In fact, I think there's some museums in the Poconos. I forgot, there's some pretty famous people have homes there. I can't think of who they are now, but you can go up there and they have great you know, resorts, and you know, it's mostly a summer spot, but they have beautiful fall there too. So if you're in that area, if you're thinking of visiting, go up even this time of year. It's beautiful.
Oh, a special hello to every one of them that are listening to us, and hope that we can help you with some of the problems you're having around your house. Just like Jeannie in Illinois is on with us right now. Jeannie, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us about this tub. I understand. Now, have you just purchased this house, or what's the status with the exact tub?
Right. We just purchased the house. It's an older home, and we thought about replacing the tub, but it's so large. It's oversized, and of course, it's very heavy. And so my husband's like, can't we do something else to it? But it's peeling.
Yeah.
It looks like someone else has tried to paint it or something. I'm not sure, but it's peeling. And I'm a little concerned what we can do.
Well, I tell you, it can turn into be quite a bit of work. The good thing is when you have a cast iron tub like that, it is, you know, well worth trying to salvage. But what may have happened is... when someone's selling a home, sometimes they just go in and clean a tub and just take a can of spray paint and spray paint it. Boy, it looks pretty good, but it's just not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some home kits, do-it-yourself kits, that can really be a challenge, because the biggest part of that process, like many paint job, is to really prep the surface. And when you're prepping a tub for painting or refinishing, you've got a lot to deal with there. And really, with the oversized cast iron tub like you have here, it's a lot of surface to deal with. And then you get into the professionals that have better products and so forth to go about it. Joe, I guess the first thing here would be stripping any of that existing paint off. I wonder what kind of solvent would be the best one to go after it. But you have to be pretty aggressive on it.
Yeah, Gene, what I would do, the first thing you need to do is scrape off any loose paint. And you can just use a razor blade scraper, one of those the metal handles that takes the razor blade that slides in, so you have a nice straight edge. And you just scrape off any loose paint and see how it comes off. If it all comes off, then great, just keep scraping. But I suspect you're only going to get some of the blistered paint off, and some of it will be adhered pretty well. And then there's a couple of different, I mean, you could use a chemical paint stripper for something really strong, but I think I would start with something a little more mild. And there's a company called Goof Off, you may have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And Goof Off makes it's just called Professional Strength Goof Off. And just follow the directions, just brush it on. I think a whole gallon costs less than $20 at Home Depot. You just brush it on and follow the directions. You let it wait a while, then you scrape or scrub it off. And if that gets it all off, then you'll be able to evaluate the condition of the existing tub and then decide what you want to do. As Danny mentioned, there are professional services that can come and give you basically a brand new looking tub. Now, it might cost $400 or $500. And this is a great photograph you sent me. First, I thought the photograph was out of whack. And then you said it was because it seems such a long, narrow tub. I hope you have a big water heater.
Yeah.
That's a big soaking tub. That's it's certainly worth saving, I guess, is the point. So that's what I would recommend. Try the Goof Off. If it doesn't work, try a chemical paint stripper. Ventilate the area really well. And then once you get it, and that will come off of there. It's just a matter of what does it look like underneath. I suspect it doesn't look great, or somebody wouldn't have painted it in the first place. And then you'll have to call a tub refinisher.
Okay.
I think in the end, though, you'd be happy. I think you'd be happy that you went through all that expense and trouble.
And even with that expense and even with that work, it's a fraction of the cost of removing that tub and putting a new one in that would require you to rework the surround and that type of thing. So hopefully we've...
And enclose the opening, too, because the alcove, you're not going to get a tub that size any longer.
No.
Gene, thanks so much for being with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Let us know if we can help you any other way.
All right. Thank you much.
Okay. Our pleasure. Let's go right to our email stack here. Joe, let's see. Jack in Medford, Massachusetts says, our washing machine and toilets seem to take forever to fill with water. The problem started a couple of months ago and has only gotten worse over time. Our house has a pump that draws water from a well. Someone said that it might be sand clogging the water lines. If so, how can I clear the lines and keep them clear? Thanks in advance for any help that you have. Yeah, several things there. When I first saw this that said washing machine, you know, I thought about the strainer that you have on the washing machine,
right,
that it can get clogged
and
very
hoses.
Easy and restricted. But then when you're talking about the toilets, really going back to the source of the water in the house and... I don't know, that sand can get through there when you're talking about a water well. I wonder if that could be it, or just a general, you know, gradual accumulation in that main water supply line.
Yeah, well, if he's on a well and has a pump, and our house is on a well as well. In the summer, you often have more sand and sediment because, of course, there's less water because there's less rain. And if you're in a drought, I don't know, Medford, Mass. Is just north of me, and I don't know, they might have less rain than we have. But in any case, the problem often is worse in the summer. But what you need to do is, and what I did, and it worked for us, we had sediment problem as well, is we put first, there are two things to do. The very first thing you need to do is put in an inline sediment filter. And you can buy filters, you know, they're all different types. And you want them, as Danny mentioned, right at the source. So wherever the water is coming in the house, that's where you install it. So every drop of water goes through this filter. I would not recommend getting the kind with the replaceable white filters unless you really like buying filters, because they're about $20 a piece and you're going to be replacing them all the time. What I bought was, it's a Honeywell Brockman F76. I know that very well because I recommend them all the time. It has two stainless steel filters and you just back flush the system when it gets full of sand. You just take the hose, put it in a bucket, and you back flush it, and it cleans it out, so you don't have to ever change the filter. Then the second thing you can do, if that solves the problem, fine. If it doesn't, then you're going to have a well company come out. They'll pull your pump, and they'll put on a thing called a sand separator. And the great thing about a sand separator, it works really well and has no moving parts. It just works by the pump sucking water through it. It's essentially, it's hard to describe, but if you look it up online, there's a company called Lakos, L-A-K-O-S, that makes most of them. But it's basically just looks like a plastic PVC pipe with some holes drilled in it at an angle. And what happens when the pump sucks water up into the line, the sand separator covers the pump and it creates a vortex that spins the water around and sand will slowly fall away so it can suck up relatively clean water. So that's what you need to do. A sand, first a sediment filter, and then if necessary, have them put on a sand separator.
Yeah, good.
Those work. Yeah. Those really do work.
Several different options like that. I love water pressure. I'll tell you what,
I've never heard somebody say that before.
When I'm doing my new house right now, I had them run a 3/4-inch water line straight to my master shower. When I turn that master shower on, I want to be pinned against the back wall like that. That's my shower experience that I want. Hey, stay with us. We've got a lot more information to share with you, including how you can have a shower that pins you to the back wall. We'll be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by TightBond, the Pro's Advantage.
And welcome back to the show, where it's time for our best new product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Thanksgiving is behind us, and you're probably faced with quite a bit of trash. A large assortment of trash is sure to attract a variety of insects. Handle those uninvited holiday guests with a Terro Garbage Guard Outdoor Trash Can Insect Killer. This garbage guard uses control release technology to slowly diffuse an enclosed space up to 4 months, protecting your home long after Christmas. Its odorless vapor kills hidden and visible insects on contact, and with the adhesive strip, you can stick it right under the trash can lid. For more information on the Terro Garbage Guard Outdoor Trash Can Insect Killer, log on to homedepot.com. All right, well, let's get right back to our caller. Carlene is in Tennessee. Carlene, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Danny. But first, I would like to say how much I love you and your show.
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Hey, I love Danny and his show, too.
I think you are fantastic. But the question I have for you today is, I am interested in screening my back porch, and I would love to have some helpful hints.
Okay. All right. Certainly. Well, you have, what type of porch do you have now, and approximately how large is it?
Okay. It's 7x12, and it's all open except for 3 posts.
Okay. And are those posts wood?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, they are wood.
Okay. All righty. And where that post I assume at the top it has some type of beam that runs around, or it terminates onto something up there, which I assume is some type of beam.
That's correct.
Okay.
And it's that beam, my posts are made out of wood, but that beam is covered in aluminum.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I see a lot of people in different parts of the country using aluminum, extruded aluminum to make screen porches and everything, but I've always liked to use wood. And, you know, using some treated 2x4s.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things I like to do, now when you're building a wall, you put it on 16-inch centers, but that kind of blocks your view a lot of times. And what you can do is you can buy some of the screen, and I like to use the fiberglass type screen that kind of is a darker color to it.
Okay.
And you can buy it like 32 inches wide.
Okay.
So that way you can use your existing post and you can come off of it 32 inches, and you'll put a 2x4 at the bottom for a plate, 2x4 at the top that you can secure to that aluminum material on the beam ahead above there.
Mm-hmm.
And then really you've created a space that you can staple that screen on, and then use the treated lattice strips that you can nail on the top of that. And I'll tell you, Carlene, you can do this. I mean, you can make it happen so quickly. Key thing, though, you got to have a door in there. Getting a really nice door that will work well for you. And I'll tell you, you're in pretty good shape fairly quickly with putting that screen up like that.
Well, I have one more question since you brought up the door. Is there any way, instead of having a door open up, that you could make it where it would slide by so you wouldn't have to worry about that door hitting anything?
Well, you know, I was at a house the other day that had actually a sliding screen door. First time I have ever seen that.
Uh-huh.
Well, they have the phantom screens, Danny, that slide to the right or left.
Right, right. You do have those that that actually roll up into a little small channel, and you'd have it come over and then hook over to it. It's a retractable screen that runs, you know, left to right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That is an option there, because it that way it keeps it out of the way. You can bring it over so you don't have that swing. That's probably a better opportunity to use that, because the sliding one, what happens is it's hard to make that get back to the opening and be tight to keep the insects out.
Uh-huh.
It's just a little bit awkward like that, and just doesn't really look as good. But having a phantom retractable screen like that's a great way to go.
Is that easy?
Oh yeah, it's pretty easy. The only thing about those is I don't think you can get one that you can install yourself. I think it requires them to have professionals come out and use that, you know, to be able to have them install it. But there are some other brands out there. ODL, you should check them out online, ODL.
Okay.
And they may have something that's a little more do-it-yourself friendly in the $200 range that can solve that problem for you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help, and I'll continue watching you guys.
Hey, well, we certainly appreciate that, those good words like that, and we've got a brand new season, season number 22, right around the corner.
Well, I tell you, this is how dedicated my husband and I are about you. We get up every Saturday morning at 4:30 a.m. to watch your show.
Whoa,
wow.
That is early there. Wow.
Carlene, that's great.
They do have these fancy devices called DVRs. You might want to try that, and you can get an extra hour of sleep.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We like to get up early anyway.
Well, the next show we tape, I'll be thinking about you and your husband and how dedicated you are. I really appreciate that.
You have a great day, and thank you so much for answering my question.
Okay, our pleasure. Best of luck to you. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
That's sweet.
That is just great. You know, that's one of the things, you know, us being out on television all these years and now here on radio for over 10 years. We've got some really cool homeowners out there that that feel like they know us, and we want them to feel that way. And then to be able to now enter, to engage with them on radio here and our other social media platforms. Pretty darn cool. That's a good little job we have here, Joe.
Yeah, that's excellent, because, you know, they see us on air appear on TV, and they think they know the people who appear on the screen, but they don't get a chance to interact. Here, you can just call us up, and we'll talk to you.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. We make it pretty easy. Again, I'll remind you on that phone number, 1-800-946-4420, and also be able to send us an email at any time, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And we want to remind you, of course, about our podcast. A lot of people are listening to our podcast each and every week, and you can download it wherever you get your podcast, or you can drop by todayshomeowner.com/podcast to find out all about it, and even leave us a question there that you would like for us to answer on the podcast. Hey, coming up, we've got the Woodcraft giveaway that we want to share with you. The time is running out on this. A $1,000 Woodcraft gift card could be yours. We'll tell you how. And also, we'll give you a great idea on how to make that countertop look like real stone. That and more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. We'll be right back.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com. Did you know that the air inside your home is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside? Reducing that pollution is important to protecting your family's health, and one of the best ways to do that is by increasing ventilation. That's what the folks at Braun specialize in. From bath vent fans and range hoods to whole house ventilation systems, Braun products are designed to improve your indoor air quality, protect your family, and last a long time. Check them out online at Braun.com. Braun, bringing fresh ideas home. Kill mold and mildew with one simple spray. Wet and Forget Indoor Mold and Mildew Disinfectant Cleaner. Just spray, wait 10 minutes, then wipe clean. You're done. Use it in the bathroom, kitchen, basement, attic to clean, deodorize, and disinfect. Wet and Forget Indoor Mold and Mildew Disinfectant Cleaner. No scrubbing, no bleach, no fumes. Get Wet and Forget Indoor at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Regardless of your skill level in home repair or woodworking, you want a glue that you can trust, because a glue that doesn't work can ruin any project in a hurry. Fortunately, TiteBond has the glue you need to get the job done with confidence. From interior glues with strong initial tack and short clamp times, to exterior glues with exceptional strength and water resistance, look to TiteBond for the right glue for your next project. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Transform your old kitchen and bath countertops into real stone masterpieces with a great holiday deal from Deitch Coatings. Now through December 15th, they're offering a 15% discount and free shipping on their Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop refinishing kits. Use the code XMAS15 at DeitchCoatings.com and you'll get the kit for just $106. Don't wait, that's DeitchCoatings.com, and use the code XMAS15 for great holiday savings.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products and by Braun.
And welcome back to the show. Want to share with you that information about the Woodcraft giveaway, because if tools are on your Christmas list, you're in luck. We're teaming up with our friends at Woodcraft to give away a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card. It's our Tools Under Your Tree giveaway. Now, you can buy a lot of tools for $1,000, and so you want to make sure that you enter today. Now, here's all you have to do is just head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway to sign up for your chance to win. You know, Woodcraft Magazine, Woodcraft Stores, and Woodcraft.com carries power tools, hand tools, woodworking supplies, and so much more to completely fill up your workshop. You don't want to miss out on this. So again, your chance to enter to win a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card, go to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. It's happening right now through December 15th. Hey, I wanted to grab an email here from Margaret that says, and this is probably a question that a lot of people have, what can I do to improve the look of a ceramic tile bathroom floor without removing and replacing it? I've tried cleaning the grout, but nothing has really worked. Well, Margaret, you know, that's one of the things when you have a floor, particularly where people are walking on all the time, and you have grout, and assuming that it's probably not a sealed grout, then you're going to have a chance for water deposits and other things to kind of make it not look as good as it used to. So the first thing you do want to do is to clean it thoroughly. A lot of different ways of doing that. One of the homemade ways of doing it actually is using hydrogen peroxide and baking soda. It's a pretty easy way of just applying that. I'll tell you, an old toothbrush is a great way to go, or a small plastic scrub brush that you can just basically apply it, allow it to sit there for 10 minutes or so, then use fresh water to wipe everything off and allow it to dry. Then the thing that's going to make the big difference here is using a concrete, or rather a ceramic grout stain. Now, that comes in a lot of different colors, and it also has a lot of different application methods. Now, some are actually like magic markers. I don't really recommend that. It's really, they just don't work as well unless they're really tiny grout joints. What I would recommend is just a small can of the ceramic grout stain and an artist brush. Again, after it's clean and after it's dry, you basically just apply it to the grout real evenly, and you can change the color. You can brighten it up a little bit, darken it up a little bit, but most important is you're making it consistent in its coloring. That's very, very important, and you'll be surprised how easy it is, how quick it is, and a little bit of cleanup behind it. Allow it to dry. Then I would recommend the next step is sealing it with a clear grout sealer. Now, that's fairly easy to do, so I would try that, and that should allow you to have not only a consistent, good-looking floor, but one that'll last a lot longer than it did before. So,
hey, Danny, may I ask a question?
Yep. Uh-huh.
It's me, Dennis the Engineer.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I've heard you talk in the past about those combination stains and sealers. What do you think of those?
Yeah, there are some of those out there, and I haven't actually used those myself. I'm sure they're perfectly fine, and I'll tell you, a great source of that is CustomBuildingProducts.com. They have a lot of their products in Home Depot, but they have a very comprehensive site to be able to find out exactly what you want. But boy, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, and you know, if my wife is listening, I know what's about to go on my honey-do list.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet it will be. Hey, let me tell you right now about a Deitch giveaway. And we talk about Deitch coatings a lot on being able to use it on concrete surfaces, but also on countertops. But we have a great giveaway and a special offer to tell you about from our friends at Deitch. They are running a holiday promotion on their Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kits. 15% off and free shipping by ordering through their website, DeitchCoatings.com. Just use the code XMAS15. That's happening December 1 through December 15th. Now, Deitch is spelled D-A-I-C-H. Now, The Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit can transform existing countertops, whether they're made of laminate, cultured marble, formica, or more, into real stone surfaces at a fraction of the cost. Now, the result is a dynamic, multicolored decorative stone finish with shimmering mineral accents and color highlights found in naturally mined rock. No special skills required. If you can paint, roll, and sand, you can do this DIY project. project. Now, the kit comes in 10 decorative color options and covers up to 40 square feet of surface. The Xmas 15 discount brings the price down to just $106 per kit, including free shipping, the lowest price ever available for this popular DIY kit. Now, Deitch Coatings is also giving away one Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit each hour of our show today. So all you have to do to enter is to call our hotline, 800-946-4420. Tell us about a project you're looking forward to tackling in 2020. Remember to leave your name and contact information for eligibility. That again, 800-946-4420. Just tell us a project that you're looking forward to tackling in this coming year. And again, remember to leave your name and contact information for eligibility. And best of luck to you. And again, that website, DeitchCoatings.com, DeitchCoatings.com. A lot of information there that can help you recoat your driveway, recoat your countertop, and really make a big difference. And most of these projects take less than a weekend to complete. And coming up, our simple solution of the week. You don't want to miss it here on today's Homeowner Radio.
You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
Husky's been making common sense tools for a long time, and for the holidays, they still are. Like a 125-piece mechanics tool set, just $99 now at the Home Depot. With Pro-Access ratchets that feature an arc swing of 3/4 inch to work in spaces other ratchets can't. And at only $99, that leaves you all kinds of room in your budget. Husky, common sense tools since 1924, exclusively at the Home Depot. U.S. only, valid through December 31st.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone. Breathe easy.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio show. I'll tell you what, the opportunity for Joe and I each week to engage with people from all over the country that have such a passion for their home. I mean, isn't that cool? I mean, one of the things I can remember every single time I've purchased a house, and that first night you stay in the house, and I mean, that's about as a proud a moment that you ever have when you secure that home. Yep. And if you're if you are listening and you own a home, you know exactly what I'm talking about. How cool of a feeling that is, whether it's a new home or an existing home, and so it's great when we can share share with you things along the way each week here on Today's Homeowner to help you maintain that type of feeling in your home. And a lot of times that can happen when you have an aggravating problem that you just keep putting off, and then you take care of the problem and it makes you really feel good that you're taking care of it. And a lot of times those problems can be solved with our simple solution that Joe shares with us each week. Joe, what do you have for us?
Okay, Danny, here's when you need to drill holes in a piece of wood to the same exact depth. Let's say you need to drill several holes to the same exact depth. You can buy a little metal collar called a depth stop guide, which you can screw onto the bit. But you don't even need that. With this simple solution, all you need is a strip of masking tape. What you're going to do is measure up from the tip of the drill bit the distance you want to drill the hole. So let's say you want to drill a 1-inch deep hole. So you measure up 1 inch and you wrap the tape around it. And you cut the tape a little longer, so when you pinch the ends together, it sticks off the edge of the bit, maybe like a 1/2 inch or 3/4 inch. It forms this little flag, right? So now you just drill the hole until you reach the tape and stop drilling. And there you go. And you can drill repetitive holes. And this is particularly effective when you're drilling down into horizontal surface, because as you're drilling down, the wood chips will pile up. And as the tape flag spins around, when it just sweeps the surface clean, stop drilling. And you know you're at the exact same depth. Mm-hmm. And that's all you need is just this piece of tape. And if the tape gets messed up, then you can just obviously easily replace it. But try that. It's a great way to very quickly and inexpensively form a depth stop guide with just a strip of tape.
Well, let me tell you a good example of that. It's a lot of times when you're remodeling your kitchen, and of course, one of the easiest things you can do to improve the look of your kitchen is changing out the hardware. You have knobs. You have the knob screws. Sometimes those screws aren't quite long enough that require you, particularly inside a drawer, to have to countersink just a little bit.
Counterbore through the plywood cab.
Boy, you got to be careful there, because if you go too if you go too far, then the screw is going to be too long, and then you've got a problem. So, boy, when you do that and you can gauge the depth of that, then you know for sure that you're getting the right way. So that's another great tip from my buddy Joe Truini. And, hey, you want to see a whole bunch more of them, like maybe almost 500 of them? Well, all you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/simple-solution. And sit back, relax, and enjoy watching all of those 60-second video pieces that Joe's produced over the last 20 years. You might be amazed at what knowledge you take away from that you can certainly help with a lot of those little aggravating things around your home. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Certainly flies by fast, but we were able to talk with people all over the country and hopefully point them in the right direction. If you're listening to a radio station that doesn't carry our second hour of the show, no problem. Head over to todayshomeowner.com to be able to see what's happening on the second hour of the show. And remember, you can always download and enjoy our podcast, todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford is produced each week by Three Echoes Productions, a division of Danny Lipford Media. Today's Homeowner is heard each week on great radio stations across the country, online at todayshomeowner.com, and through podcasts available from iTunes. If you'd like to reach us, you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or call us anytime at 1-800-946-4420. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford.